This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli inaugurates 12th Forum of Election Management Bodies of South Asia Conference, emphasizes free, fair and transparent elections. Home Minister assures service to citizens in government is government's first priority. And Russian strike kills 51 people in Ukrainian city. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has inaugurated the 12th conference of the Forum of Election Management Bodies of South Asia this morning. In his address, Prime Minister Oli emphasized that elections should reflect the people's will, urging states to respect voting rights and facilitate for citizens, including those abroad. Stressing on the need to combat misinformation and hate speech on social media to safeguard democratic values, Prime Minister highlighted the challenges posed by migration, climate change, including social media, calling for joint efforts to ensure free, fair and transparent elections. The conference focuses on urgent election issues. Climate change, social media and housing saw the leadership of Fema Bosa's transition from Bhutan's Chief Election Commissioner Daso Sonam Topke to Nepal's Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapliyal. Representatives of Nepal, India, Bhutan, Sri Lanka, Maldives and other South Asian countries are attending the conference. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak has said that providing quality services to citizens is the government's top priority. Speaking at the inauguration of a newly constructed building of the Nepal Police Province Office in Mahendranagar today, Minister Lekhak expressed his belief that the new facility will help enhance police services to the public. Highlighting the growing challenges of cybercrime, the Home Minister acknowledged that Nepal Police is bound to function amidst limited resources and also called for improved competency in investigations to meet contemporary demands. Inspector General of Nepal Police, IGP Basanta Bahadur Kumar, stated that delivering quality service to citizens remains a priority for the Nepal Police, adding that effective crime investigation relies heavily on infrastructure, legal frameworks and the society's cooperation. IGP Kumar said that the police department is currently focusing on infrastructure development as well to support this goal. Minister for Water Supply Pradeep Yadav has said that there is a need to develop climate-adapted infrastructure to deal with the challenges of climate change. In the workshop organized by Asian Development Bank ADB today on how to make the structures to be built in the Hindu Kush Himalayas climate-adaptive, Minister Yadav mentioned the challenges of climate change and the need to develop climate-adapted infrastructures to mitigate them. Praising the important contribution of the Asian Development Bank study covering the problems caused by climate change in the Hindu Kush Himalaya region, Minister Yadav also acknowledged the continuous support of ADB to Ministry of Water Supply. Chairman of Language Commission Gopal Thakur has presented the annual report of the year 2023-24 to President Ramchandra Podhil today. Presenting the report, Chairperson Thakur said that according to the federal structure of the country, the formulation of language-related policy, law and institutional strengthening for the study and development of language has begun at the Commission in all three tiers of government. Acknowledging the work done by the Commission, Chairperson Thakur further informed that according to the National Census of 2078 PS, there are currently 124 types of languages in Nepal. The Suketa Airport of Taplejung has resumed flight services after its closure for over 3 months due to unfavorable weather conditions. Chief of Nepal Airlines Corporation's station office, Narayan Kumar Karki, informed that Nepal Airlines has resumed flights to and from the airport from today. The flight services were suspended at the Suketa Airport since last 24th of May after the onset of the rainy season. The Politburo meeting of CPN-UML, which began on Tuesday at the party office in Chasal of Lalitpur, is underway. In the meeting, the party is discussing a one-year action plan with the objective of contesting the upcoming elections independently and aiming to secure a majority. General Secretary Shankar Pokhrel has proposed a 23-page action plan which is being deliberated by the leaders. Each Politburo leader has been given 3 minutes to express their opinions on the action plan, and those wishing to provide additional input have been instructed to do so in writing. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. At least 51 people were killed and hundreds wounded in a Russian missile attack at the Ukrainian city of Poltava on Tuesday. The Agence France-Presse quoted the authorities that it is one of the single deadliest bombardments of the 2.5-year war. U.S. President Joe Biden condemned the deplorable attack, which Kyiv said hit a military training facility and a nearby hospital, though authorities did not say how many of the victims were military or civilians. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky vowed to hold what he called Russian scum accountable while rescuers worked to clear the rubble. President Biden vowed Washington would continue military aid to Kyiv, including providing the air defense systems and capabilities they need to protect their country. The family of a British aid worker killed in Gaza has urged the government to launch an independent legal inquiry to his death. According to the BBC, James Kirby was one of the three Britons killed in Israeli drone strikes on an aid convoy run by the World Central Kitchen WCK charity. Ahead of a memorial service for Mr. Kirby at Bristol Cathedral on Wednesday, the family also criticized the government for not being in touch since his death. Speaking on behalf of the family, James' cousin Louis Kirby said that there must be a proper independent inquiry to this attack on innocent aid workers. The deceased cousin also expressed hope that the Prime Minister of UK will take their concerns seriously and instigate an appropriate independent or legal inquiry. 47-year-old James Kirby was a former serviceman, was one of the 7 killed in the airstrikes on an aid convoy run by WCK on 1st of April. A former Philippine mayor who was on the run for weeks after being accused of spying for China has been arrested in Indonesia. BBC quoted the Philippine authorities that they have been pursuing search for Elis Kiwa across 4 countries since her disappearance in July following an investigation into her alleged criminal activities. She has been accused of protecting online casinos, which were a front for scam centers and human trafficking syndicates in a sleepy pig farming town of Bamban in Philippines. Ms. Gyo denied the allegations, whereas President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. said that she would be flown back to Philippines as soon as possible. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today, with the possibility of light to heavy rainfall in different provinces accompanied by thunder and lightning. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has urged the concerned authorities to take necessary precautions to avoid disaster-triggered risks such as landslide, floods and soil erosion. At present, there is an influence of monsoon air across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli inaugurates 12th Forum of Election Management Bodies of South Asia Conference, emphasizes free, fair and transparent elections. Home Minister assures service to citizen is government's first priority. And Russian strike kills 51 people in Ukrainian city. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.